EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.
This is Unit 2, Easy to Understand Language, in short E2U, Element 2, Legislation, Standards and Guidelines. Video lecture, Easy to Understand Language in Italy, an overview. This is Elisa Perego from Università degli Studi di Trieste. In this short video lecture, I will guide you through some key phases relating to E2U language in Italy. Easy and plain language are not equally known, established, and implemented in all EU countries. This is particularly so in Italy. Here, in spite of the steps taken, there is still a long way to go and simplification is not applied consistently to all sectors. Research in the field is also patchy, though growing, and such inconsistency is somehow reflected in the way easy language and plain language, both user-centered varieties, are referred to in Italian. Various labels coexist. Lingua or linguaggio facile da leggere e da capire, in English, easy to understand and easy to read language, stand for easy language, though shorter expressions are sometimes found, such as lingua facile da leggere, lingua facile da capire, lingua semplice, linguaggio semplice. On the other hand, we use both the loan term plain language or the expression simplificazione linguistica, in English language simplification, to refer to plain language. Clarity is another term that is often found, as in linguaggio chiaro e semplice, or in English clear and simple language. Although the most vigorous debate on the need for clear and effective writing only reached Italy in the 1990s, some significant milestones should be mentioned. Back in 1965, the well-known Italian journalist and writer Italo Calvino started to draw attention to the distinct disadvantages of the vagueness, opacity, and lack of standardization of non-literary Italian, referred to as anti-language. In the 1990s, two relevant publications attacking the verbose Italian style were issued. The 1993 Codice di Stile, or Style Code, by the Italian minister and professor of law Sabino Cassese, and the 1997 Manuale di Stile, or Style Manual, edited by Alfredo Fioritto. Both contributions advanced proposals on simpler ways to write administrative documents, according to the different types of addressees, also tackling layout principles and general text organization. Starting from the 21st century, Italy has also begun to participate actively in national and European projects on the subject. The Chiaro or Clear project on the simplification of legal language was launched by the Italian Public Service Department. In a wider international context, joining the EU network Inclusion Europe provided an invaluable opportunity for Italy to compare itself with other countries. The current situation regarding the distribution of formats, activities and fields of application of easy language and plain language in Italy is illustrated in a publication by Perego, based on survey data gathered for the EASIT project through an online questionnaire distributed to 19 Italian easy-to-understand experts. nutshell, the results show that Easy language is the modality that is produced more often compared to plain language. Printed content is the format almost all experts work with, while audiovisual content, for instance, is still discounted. Writing easy language content is the most performed activity, as opposed to, for instance, adapting or validating content. And finally, most E2U content is created in the field of education, thus virtually overlooking crucial areas such as public administration and justice, culture and literature, and media and journalism. In terms of outcomes, the text types that are usually translated into easy language include legal and administrative texts, didactic texts for vulnerable schoolgoers or for learners of Italian as a second language, health-related brochures, websites, occasionally also short stories. ANFAS, the National Association of Families of Persons with Intellectual and or Relational Disabilities, seems to account for a large share of the Italian material translated into easy language, including a children's book and recently focused information on coronavirus as well. However, substantial work in this sector is being carried out in one of the five autonomous Italian regions, Trentino Alto Adige, a trilingual region, Italian, German, Ladin, with strong connections with the German-speaking countries. This region managed to capitalize on its network and the work carried out in Germany on easy language, and managed to apply it to the more intricate and multifaceted Italian context. Interestingly, some private companies have started to offer a translation service into easy language of legal documents. This shows the growing awareness of the need to simplify legal language for all. Finally, yet importantly, according to recent data emerging from the EasyIt project, Perego 2020, in Italy there is still no systematic university or vocational training system for E2U text producers and translators. We know that only approximately half of the people who work in the Italian E2U sector received training, and that training mainly takes place outside the academic world, preferably in the form of in-house courses and even self-training sessions. All the pictures used in this presentation come from the public domain Vectors website, which gathers hundreds of royalty-free vector images under the Creative Commons Universal Public Domain Dedication License. This video lecture was prepared by Elisa Perego and produced by Andrea De Leano from Università degli Studi di Trieste. You can reach me at aperego@units.it.
The project EasyIt has received funding from the European Commission under the Erasmus Plus Strategic Partnerships for Higher Education Programme, Grant Agreement 2018-1-ES01-KA203-05275. The European Commission's support for the production of this publication does not constitute an endorsement of the contents, which reflect the views only of the authors, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike 4.0 International License. Partners of the EasyIt project: Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, Università degli Studi di Trieste, Universidad de Vigo, Stiftung Universität Hildesheim, SDI München, Dyslexieverbundet, Radio Televisia Slovenia, Zavod Risa. Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.